Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time Out in Time. In the first hour, classic rock and sound bites from artists, along with some local information that concerns Fort Worth. And the second hour will be our mystery hour, because it will be a mystery to us too, because we have not a clue of what we are going to play. It will be whatever fits the mood at the time.
Thank you. One night in Vegas make the heart the muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
Back as the 60s, performers have made demands of concert promoters, and Bob Eubanks was no exception. These demands, known as riders, consist of those extra perks a band needs backstage to feel comfortable. The most famous rock and roll rider was Van Halen's insistence that there be no brown M&Ms at any of their concerts.
Talking about good times. So it's one for the money. But that don't make the show. No, no. Count to three and I'll be ready. Yeah, yeah. To follow that road. Yes, I will. I see it coming, yeah, this one's ours. We got heaven right here on earth. Ain't nothing like it when you're reaching for stars and you grab one for what it is worth. You can tell them we'll be having good times. I'm talking good times. Yes, sir. Damn good times.
Second hour. We were going to do some 1900 stuff, but I think I bit off more than I can chew. That was becoming a job to try to arrange music from then and that. So, we'll go back up to this right now, and over the next year or so, I'll be doing this for a while, trying to see if I can't get kind of into a groove. I enjoy doing it. I hope that you may find some songs that you have forgotten or some that you never heard. And, like, so that's what I'm just sharing my playlist with you here live. And if you know any musicians that would like to contribute and help on recording a song or two, I'm looking forward to trying to go back into the studio and record a couple of these songs here. I'm looking for it could be a bass player, a drummer, whatever. We lay down the tracks. We don't have to have a whole band. Lay down the tracks one at a time. So anyway, and I'd like to lay down some of these are kind of political. Maybe reward them a little bit and play them at City Hall or City Council. So, anyway, I guess we'll get back into this and we'll do a Roger Waters song here. And some of this stuff, you know, will be kind of deep cuts you never heard before. And you know, that's what I wanted. I knew I wanted to say something. I just want to explain that to me. Music is kind of like food, as a comparison. It's all good, but people have different tastes. And that's the thing. And this category of tastes that you like, and share it with other people and join in here, to me, that's the way I kind of see it is, you know, it's all good, but just different tastes. And so, okay, well, anyway, let's get on with this. It's called... Me or Him, or Roger Waters.
Looking for a parking spot, nothing for the heart. nothing for the pot. Barely turn the dial on a short way, break me out. Oh, hell, he wanted to talk to the people. He wanted his own show.
Oh, won't be long. But for now there's something else is calling me. So take me down a lonesome road, or maybe just let me go. That suitcase weighs me down, the memories. I just wanna be the one you run to. I just wanna be the one you come to. You can leave before the morning light. When there's nothing left to lose and nothing left to fear. So meet me on the edge of time. Don't keep me waiting, I'll be right. If you and I, we'll just roll right out of here.
This next song I'm going to play, the first time I heard it, first couple of times, yeah, I really didn't warm up to it. But after about the third or fourth time I heard it, it became one of my favorite songs. And some songs have that effect on me. First time I can hear them, I want to hear it again. I may play it 30 or 40 times that day if I like it, a new song that's hitting a nerve or whatever. And then some songs I can play, I really want to hear it. I play it a lot, but then I get my feel of it, and I can put it on the shelf. 5 years later, I can play it one time, and I'm filled of it again. Other songs I can put on the shelf and pull them back out, and I have to hear them a few times again. So different songs have different effect on me, and sometimes it takes me a while to warm up to a song or hear it a few times before it becomes, and then other times there are songs I just don't ever warm up to, much like, you know. So, but this one here, the first couple of times I heard it, I really didn't think it was that, but now I think it's one of the greatest. So this is by Tears for Fear.
Thank you. What if someone said to you, three monkeys, two Beatles, and one Stone? And their music will live on and on. Would you know what they were talking about?
Yeah.
Well, that ended the first hour of Time Out in Time. I went back and checked the podcast, and I noticed when I'm talking, it's lower than the soundtrack. And that, so I changed earlier. I used the phone. Now I'm using the headset, and we'll go back and check and see if I'm talking loud enough into the mic or the headphone or what to try to bring it up to where you don't turn the volume up, and then the music comes on and blows you away. So, but anyway, at that end, we have another hour we can work with. We might call it an early night. I've got a lot of work to do. And some interesting things happening here in the city in Fort Worth that I'm involved with. And let's leave you a little bit of news, and I have another song queued up here in just a minute about animals. So I've got some reports here in Florida. Rabbits have overrun a suburban Florida community. You like that? Yeah. It says here, volunteers hop to the rescue. Well, isn't that a play on words? Yes. Okay, let's move on down. Here's another one here. On July the 22nd, 2023, an otter turns outlaw, continuing to evade wildlife officials in Santa Cruz. Otter 841 has become a celebrity after a month of stealing surfboards at a popular beach in Santa Cruz. Authorities are trying to catch her, but the otter fans want her to be left alone in the wild. Yay, otter. But and then we're going down here, and we found an 11-year-old boy caught a fish with human-like teeth in Oklahoma Pond. That picture's something else. Talking about a Kogay smile there. Okay, let's move on down here. And we'll take a look at look at here. The otter made a return. An otter in Santa Cruz is hassling surfers and stealing their surfboards. Their boards, huh? 2023. The 5-year-old female Southern Sea otter was first seen hijacking surfboards in Santa Cruz last September. Officials successfully drove the otter away, but Officials drove the otter away from the area. But she has since returned, and that's quite a picture. She's on that surfboard, and he's in the water. She has got control of it. Yay for the otter. and well, anyway, there's a couple of things. Okay. And try to see if there's anything else interesting here. I don't see anything much more. We'll try to find some small tad bits and look around for the next show to find more things that are interesting in our news. It's funny but true. And locally in Fort Worth in October, I'm hoping we can get some support and get enough people to go down to City Hall or call City Hall and tell them to put back our right to speak. It'll come back on the agenda in November or December. But it is a cat-and-mouse game with the city council and mayor of Fort Worth. Manny Parker hides things on the agenda. They do not put it out clearly where you can see it. They work things in there. You have to watch constantly. They have taken control of this city and have really done a number on it. So we're going to have to hope that some people understand the First Amendment, the right to speak, has been taken away in Fort Worth. We do not have 3 minutes of public speech of what we want to. And so anyway, it can be denied and put back if we get enough people to take a stand and let the mayor and council know that we still control our city. So let's hope we can get that done. And we're going to play one more song here. I'm going to call it a night and get back on the computer. I'm working on a couple of lawsuits against the city, and also I'm working on starting a new neighborhood association in my area here, trying to take over a corrupt neighborhood association. So we'll see what we can do about that. I've got to make up a petition. I have the John T. White Elementary School rented, I believe, the later part of September. To hold a community meeting. We'll see if anybody will show up. But anyway, okay, let's get back to the I'm going to play one here. The last song is from Tiny Tim. This is the last album he did. I don't know if you ever heard of Tiny Tim or not. He was like the first official hippie, I guess you could say. He got married on the Johnny Carson show. Tiptoe to the Tulips was his big song in the late 60s. And but anyway, his last song was recorded here in Denton, Texas with a band called Brave Combo. And shortly after this album, well, they started this album, and there was a girl working on it, and Tiny got really hooked on her, and kind of broke his heart because he couldn't be with her, and he bailed out of the picture for a couple of years, and the album wasn't finished, and he came back, I guess after his heart mended, and they finished up the album, released it, and then Tiny passed away shortly after that. So this is kind of different from rock and roll. Let's go back to like your 1900s almost. But here's a Tiny Tim, the last album he worked on.
I believe in tomorrow, the day that all wars will cease, the day all nations will know they can all live in peace. I believe in tomorrow, the day equality reigns, the day all races and creeds get along without pain. People helping people, poverty a thing of the past, love for one another, forever and ever to last. I believe in tomorrow, the day that all crime will end, the day all drugs disappear, all the world will be friends. I believe in tomorrow, the day that all wars will cease, the day all nations will know they can all live in peace. I believe in tomorrow, the day equality reigns, the day all races and creeds get along without pain. People helping people, poverty a thing of the past, love for one another, forever and ever to last. I believe in tomorrow, the day that all crime will end, the day all drugs disappear, all the world will be friends. I believe in tomorrow, the day that all crime will end, the day all drugs disappear. All the world will be friends.
And with that, good night, everybody. And we hope we can, we'll bring you something next week, and we'll try to work out something where we can make it more entertaining for you if we can. We'll see what we can do. Until next Wednesday.